This is Ozarks at Large. This is quite the week for theater. Productions from Arkansas Public Theater in Rogers, T2, Walton Arts Center, and the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, Ford Smith Little Theater in, Fort Smith, and another weekend of Sondheim at the Arts Center of the Ozarks in downtown Springdale. The ACO's second and final weekend of Into the Woods will be on stage tomorrow night and Saturday night at 7:30, then close out the run Sunday afternoon at 3. Tomorrow night's show includes a Valentine's dinner that begins at 6. The musical takes familiar fairy tale characters like Red Riding Hood, Cinderella, and Jack of Jack and the Beanstalk fame, and explains what might happen after Happily Ever After. Recently, we talked with a few of those involved in the production, including Michael Anthony Weir, who is the narrator and a character called Mysterious Man.
What happens to these characters as the consequence of what they've done in the stories that we remember? It's an interesting direction that the author takes us, and he uses these stories to create these extraordinary situations, which, you know, none of us are going to ever have to face, like a giant or anything like that. But we do face our own personal giants that we have to deal with, and the reactions of the characters to these extraordinary situations, I think, are things people are going to be able to relate to in their own lives.
The music for Into the Woods comes from Stephen Sondheim, well known for wonderful and wonderfully challenging work. Shane Sturdivant, who is Baker in the ACO production, says all of that is true about Sondheim. The music is wonderful, it's timeless, and technically difficult. He says the songs go beyond just technically challenging, though.
But it's also just tricky. It's in the sense that pretty much any musical you see, there's a repetition of musical themes, right, throughout the entire show. You sing the same melody to different words or things like that. But the way that he wrote this, in that he would change just little things in that tune from one song to the next, that you're having to catch yourself because you're like, wait a minute, that's not the way that was written. And so it's not just, once you get the technical side of it down, then you have to deal with just the trick on your brain.
Into the Woods is directed by Julie Gable. She's previously directed musicals at the Art Center of the Ozarks, including last summer's Mamma Mia. She says she loves directing singers and actors for Sondheim in general, and for this show in particular. Yes, she says, there is work to be done with Sondheim, but the rewards for performers, crew, and audience are tremendous.
Not only the words and the relationships and the character, but the way he weaves the music thematically,
yes,
throughout. And this show, it's not like you have a storyline and songs are thrown in. There's music throughout. And if it's not a song, there's usually underscoring. So the orchestra is very busy. And I've been a fan of Sondheim's since I can remember, probably the 80s, early 80s. And he writes for singers, which is so great.
The ACO production features a full orchestra and all the bells and whistles that accompany an ACO musical. But Jane Sturdivant says the story takes people beyond the bells and whistles and resonates with audiences because the story addresses the human condition and that universal search for happiness.
If we're seeking happiness, that comes at a price. There's a give and take, right? There's a balance to the universe, basically. And that's where you find yourself with this story, is you get to the end of the first act, everyone's happy, they've gotten what they want for the most part, or the way that I believe the narrator says it is, those who deserved to be happy.
Which he says is an interesting and telling line.
We're now morally deciding who deserves it and who doesn't. But then to go on to the next act, where now we see how high the price of that happiness was.
The Arts Center of the Ozarks production of Into the Woods is staged for a second and final weekend beginning tomorrow night with a Valentine's dinner at 6, followed by the performance at 7:30. There is also a Saturday night performance at 7:30 and then a Sunday matinee at 3. You can learn more at acozarks.org. This is Ozarks at Large.